mandating a guide for non-resident citizens, we just give them the opportunity, and maybe never used for 30 years, you know, I mean, they would weigh the factors on it too. So, yes, it does come into play if they was to do a larger estate, but they would weigh that factor. We have altogether different arguing points on the non-resident aliens. You can't speak and read the English language, a whole bunch of different things.
Well, Mr. Chairman, with your permission, I will check again with Ms. McCracken, and we will do further research on this issue of whether it would be easier for us to defend it if it is simply listed as big game or if their specific species are listed. And I will get back to the committee as early as possible with an answer.
I think that we would appreciate, the committee would appreciate, I don't know that it's possible, but if we could get an official thing to the AG's office that dealt, and was from not just Ms. McCracken, but from several people who have dealt with the issue before, that would be good. I don't think we want to hold the legislation up on that because we've held it up for 3 years on that, relatively that same point from one standpoint or another, but I think it would be very beneficial to all of us if you could get us a rather in-depth opinion from your office relative to previous cases and what basis is needed to be in a distinction between non-resident aliens and non-residents, if there is one, and big game and specific species.
I will do that, Mr. Chairman.
Did you have other comments?
The second point, I'd like to make two more points, and I'll try to make them very briefly. The second point is one that was alluded to by Mr. Hinman, and that is when you are making these kinds of classifications, distinctions between state residents, citizens of the lower 48, and non-resident aliens, what the court is going to do is to look very carefully at the legislative justification for putting these people in these different boxes. And what would really be helpful in terms of justifying a statute like this is very clearly articulated legislative reasons for putting these people in these boxes. For instance, some of the ones that have been alluded to, that non-resident aliens, as a general rule, do not speak the English language and therefore may have difficulty interpreting regulations. The fact that their customs, hunting customs, are different on private hunting preserves in Europe, for instance, where it is a traditional custom, as I understand it, to leave the meat for the gamekeeper. And here it's a crime to waste meat. And I can't really tell you whether or not this would be sufficient justification in our court's mind to sustain that kind of a classification. But that is the type of thing the court is going to look for, is what was the legislative purpose behind making a different requirement for a different type of individual. Similarly, with respect to non-residents from the lower 48, what is the rationale and justification? So to the extent that the committee can articulate its basis for establishing these different classifications, perhaps in a letter of intent, or just on the committee hearing record, that would be very helpful to us in the event that the constitutionality of the act is challenged as a denial of equal protection. And finally, the difference between Section 2 and Section 3 is that the Board of Game is given the discretion in Section 2 to identify the areas where non-residents must hunt and be accompanied by a guide. And it raises questions that I have not had a chance to really analyze, but the questions are whether or not, in the absence of some sort of standard by which the board is to make that determination, if that is really a delegation of legislative power that ought to be made here, if some sort of standards could be included in the legislation for the Board of Game to make that determination, if in fact it is the legislature's determination that the board ought to be making that kind of determination for non-resident citizens. It would certainly help if some sort of standards to guide the board in making that determination. As Mr. Hinman mentioned, there would be a lot of pressures brought on the board for what probably would be impermissible reasons, such as the possible economic protection of guides. Now, that would not be a legitimate basis in the court's eyes to to say that a non-resident must have a guide in this area but not in that area. But if there are specific criteria which could be developed, that the board should make this determination on the basis of terrain features, the fact that the boundaries of certain areas are not well defined and cannot be easily ascertained in the absence of a guide who knows the area intimately, or that kind of thing, it would certainly make the statute a lot more defensible.
Good. Okay, thank you. If just in line to be consistent with the democracy that the chairman had chosen to undertake here in this committee, we would put that monkey on your back, and if you would also submit to us a suggested letter of intent, we could take that up at a later time. So if you could do that for us, we'd appreciate it. Time for certain amendments here.
Go ahead. Just one question on E on page 2. A person who applies for non-resident vacant. Oh, you got it?
Yeah, you were here. We discussed the modifying amendment today.
Oh, I was just wondering if it should have been non-resident anyway.
But there's a lot of other, there's several other changes.
Okay.
Is there anybody else that wishes to testify or make comments prior to beginning a markup on the bill? If not, I would entertain any motions, and I would bring up one first one would relate to section E on page 2. I would like to change section E so that it reads as follows. When a person purchases a non-resident or non-resident alien big game tag for the taking of an animal specified in these sections, he shall first furnish on a form provided by the state an affidavit showing that he will be accompanied in his hunt by a person who is qualified under the terms of this section, period. And then add a new sentence which would say, a copy of this form must accompany the non-resident or non-resident alien in the field while hunting. Any questions on that? All that does basically is make it so everybody, so that it's possible to do it. Public safety testified in favor of that rather than the guide. Does anybody have any problems with that? I care for a repeat of it. Not I ask for unanimous consent. Hearing no objection, that motion is adopted. I also entertain a motion relative to the consistency of language on line 23 and 24 to make it the same as to take as was just suggested by the
Mr. Chairman, I move that we strike out the word hunt on line 23 and pursue or on line 24.
Any objection? Hearing no objection, that is also adopted. Are there other amendments that committee members have?
What about adding go? I mean, it just doesn't hurt to add go.
Why don't you try that after I try mine? I'm going to try one that's likely not to succeed.
I just move that we add go to all those areas. I think those parts of the bill that refer to the classification of big game animals. And we get the black tailed deer.
I don't know. I do. That's
why I'm coming. There are no areas of the bill that refer to big game animals.
I was just.
I just had 21 votes, and there went one of them.
Yeah, if. If we're concerned about the definition of big game on the original bill that was submitted, there are 6, 7 that were not classified.
Are we all reading from the same bill we're looking at?
I got it here, but I'm just saying that there's been a motion here to add a goat here big game, last year we discussed that we include bison, elk, deer, walrus, wolverine. So if we're going to go as far as put goat in there, we might just want to put the whole ball of wax that we've
been doing. This is a point of order on your... wait a second. You know, there are no sections here that state anything about big game. If you want to add goat to this list, or if you want to add other things to this list, you know, we'll certainly entertain any motions that anybody wants to make.
Yeah, let me ask.
Representative Herbert.
When I took this section out of the guidebook, I particularly took out that big game thing and targeted it to these particular things, because I was looking, of course, you all know that I was looking at caribou and moose, and I'd like to keep it pretty closely targeted there. Goat don't give me any heartburn, because obviously it should be guided.
President Carney.
So if I heard the AG correctly, assuming the AG was right, his statement was that it was much safer from the standpoint of being in court to specify, strictly say, big game, and then have that defined, because there'd be no way to argue that it was more hazardous to hunt a moose than it was a goat, or a sheep than a goat. And so, you know, I'll leave it up to you, because...
Yep. I've heard it argued both ways, that's why. And I'm up in the air, really.
It may not work, but I'm worried that it won't work.
Mr. Chairman.
Are there other amendments?
Yeah, my response was basic to the amendment that was put forth by Representative Sutcliffe here, that we're going to put goat in, just to put them all in. But I would prefer us to operate on the big game, of which even the wolf is classified as a big game.
I would throw my
You would draw your unfair amendment. The chairman would make an amendment, propose an amendment to the committee that may not have much support, and that is to delete sections 1 and section 2 from the bill. Just speaking to the motion, I feel that the logistics of it are bad. I think that we're entering several areas of new water, having the game board all of a sudden do what I consider to be, and I think in the past has been recognized as legislative authority. I think that we're additionally placing in jeopardy the existing guiding statutes, as was personally referenced, and I think that we're dealing there with a relatively minor portion of the real problem, at least as the information that was passed out in the talks, of course, is relative to the non-resident alien situation. Additionally, I think that it will be perceived by many as an intentional attempt for one industry guiding to get a lock on everybody that comes into the state, and I'm opposed to that. So for that reason, I have made that amendment, and I'd like to see it. Representative Dustin.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Can I ask you, if they have formulated any kind of opinion concerning the constitutionality of the guide or and the statutes on the guiding industry?
Not that I'm aware of. I will be checking with the office as I do the review that I think the Commerce Committee will on this bill. I'll try to include an answer to that question.
Okay, a follow-up question is, beginning on line 19, beginning with or by resident, is there a constitutional problem with identifying a relative using this definition when definition of a relative by individuals is different than, you know, for me, cousins are cousins, whether they're second or first cousins. But when I have to deal with Ben, it's totally different. I mean, I have to understand what's in his mind about his first and second cousin, and that he identifies them in such a way.
I'm,
because we come up with another case of nepotism, and I'm not going to sit around and watch this happen. When I think it's rampant in this thing, and I would like to know if there is a constitutional problem with making those kinds of distinctions, but I think there would be. It seems to me that there would be.
There has been, Representative Baskin, we did discuss earlier, there's apparently a couple of administrative proposals, and in addition to that, there's a legislative proposal. It's not before this committee now, but we did discuss it when it probably happened in that specific section. There are a lot of other people that have problems with it, and I, you know, we need to deal with it, not just in this bill, but overall. I think any existing budget, I think people agree to that. We need to, in some form, deal with it and find some answers out, so I think that is a good point. Anybody else want to speak in favor of or opposed to the amendment? If not, we'll tally a vote.
Can I just one real quick question? Don't out-of-state residents already have to have guide? I mean, guide.
That's correct.
And this does what? I mean,
if my amendment passes, the out-of-state residents would still be required a guide for brown bear, grizzly bear, polar bear, and sheep.
But not moose
and caribou. Yeah, that's the only amendment. The amendment that this section makes in the existing state law is that one, it delegates the authority to the game board to state in what units. I might point out that it states, delegates to the game board what units for all these species, not just what units for moose and caribou. It now takes away the existing authority, the existing statewide blanket, and as soon as this passes, until action is taken place, of course, there would be no non-residence requirements or no guide requirements for any non-residents anywhere in the state. Representative Herbert.
Yeah, well, to take care of your problem, could we just knock out that brown bear, grizzly bear, polar bear, sheep in that particular portion? Or are we replacing this whole
You repeal the existing language and you're reenacting it this way so that now all decisions would be up to the game board and not up to the legislature relative to all five of those species of game. Mm-hmm. And the effect of that would be that as of the passage and enactment of this bill, that there would be no guide requirements anywhere in the state for any non-residents except non-resident aliens. I don't know if that's your intent, but that's
certainly... That wasn't my intent, and I think you're right.
Isn't that only until the board designates areas?
That's no. Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, until they designate
areas. If and when the board could go on an area-by-area basis, the board would have to review the entire state for each of those species of game, and they could designate the...
You're right.
Is there any other debate in favor of or opposed to the amendment?
Well, Mr. Chairman, no, I don't have a debate one way or the other on the motion, but what I would suggest is that what we do is table the motion until after we get the Attorney General's opinion on this, so that we can have this bill rewritten so that we can see what's in front of us in total before we act on it, so that the questions we have about the bill, about sections 1 and 2, the relationship between the department, the relationship between the two boards, the guide board and the board of game, is clearly before us, before we decide that this course of action is necessary.
I'll try to get something back to the committee, but tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, you can't get anything in conference directly. Yeah.
Was there a real important reason why you want it designated by the board?
Well,
statewide.
Because I want to put something in law to give an incentive that whenever, to tell you quite candidly what I'm doing, whenever these aliens go require a guide, they won't be coming over in the numbers that they are, so they might target their advertisement down the lower 48. Drag a whole bunch of those up, and I was using this to quit misusing areas like they have, that maybe
this would be an incentive to stop them. But I agree with the, Ken here that it is done exactly what
you
I didn't
want. Wiped her out. Whether
I'm interested in knowing what would be the result would be of removing the portion that requires the board to adopt regulations. So it would be just essentially we'd add moose and caribou to the existing law, which statewide.
That's what that effect would be. I think Representative.
I move that we hold this bill over with pending amendments until we get some more information.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, that's not moving.
Thank you.